Hello everyone, this is Daniel Anderson, Daniel Bert Anderson, and Daniel Bert Anderson podcast. Welcome so much, and I would like to thank you again. Now we have doubled the amount of unique listeners, according to statistics, which is fantastic. So let's continue, and it's going to be something new segment topic in this podcast, movies. So come with me and listen to some movies that you might have seen a long time ago and want to see again. So see you soon. Talk to you soon. Yeah, that was the famous scene of Lethal Weapon 1 when they practice shooting, and Riggs is much better than Murtaugh, and you can notice the competitiveness. And this is what this film is about, the competition between these two police officers, and we get to follow their struggle to win against each other, and at the end they become friends. And that is the film we're going to look at today. So, Lethal Weapon, from 1987, American buddy cop action film, directed by Richard Donner, and produced by Joel Silver, written by Shane Black, with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. And you have also Gary Busey, who were in most of those action movies in the 80s. The plot is that when Roger Murtaugh turned 50 years old, he was set up with his partner Martin Riggs, and it was a little bit of a unexpected move, because he was totally different from Roger Murtaugh, totally different character. Roger Murtaugh is a little bit sensitive guy, a little bit reflections. Martin Riggs, spontaneous and wild. And together they are need to work together. That's what the boss say. Martin Riggs, he used to be in the army, and his wife was killed in a car accident, so he turned depressed and suicidal. So his superiors thought, what can we do to get them on better thoughts? Homicide department. So that's where he went, but then of course he ended up in trouble. So they, I don't really know what that is, but maybe they put them together with Roger Murtaugh because to get him to calm down a little bit. Anyway, what they did was that Roger Murtaugh was contacted by an old friend from the army, and they wanted to meet. Murtaugh alone learned that this guy then, Hunsaker, daughter Amanda, it's a very terrible plot this, but I'm not gonna talk so much, it's so depressing to read. Anyway, what happens is that they turned out they want to help this old friend anyway, and they talk with the boss and say, can we help out with this case? And they didn't mention it was any personal relation, but they do. And then they go back and forth, and they discover that there's more to see, that this friend, Hunsaker, actually is a lead into bigger things. So what happens is that at the end, Riggs spent Christmas with the Murtaugh family, and they became really good friends with Murtaugh and bonding with the rest of the family. And Riggs also gave Murtaugh a symbolic gift, a bullet, which he wanted to use for himself. But he doesn't need it anymore. So that's a very nice gift on a Christmas to give someone. The bullet that you wanted to use on yourself, you give it to your friend. Here you go. It's a very dark undertones in this film. But some laughs as well. For example, Riggs is a very funny guy. But he has this craziness, of course. Anyway, Lethal Weapon was a little bit on in the shadow of Die Hard, But it they made three films and a television series, actually. And the television series, you didn't know, but anyway, they as often happen, famous movie, and then you want to milk as much as money as possible. So they had Martin Riggs and Roger Murto in the first two seasons, originally played by Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. But then they didn't want to do that because Roger Murto did wanted to do something else, and Mel Gibson, Roger Murto, Danny Glover, and then Mel Gibson, he went on to do a lot of big movies after that. For example, he did what is it called in Scotland, the movie there. They became popular, Braveheart. And anyway, so what happened is in the series said that. Okay. So dark. But they aired this for three seasons at least, and they were had the same. So Roger Murto and Martin Riggs were played by other people. Clayne Crawford played Martin Riggs. And Clayne Crawford is a very young guy. He didn't really live up to the expectations of Mel Gibson. And who can do that? It's like it's an impossible mission, I think. I think they should have rebooted the series with other characters. Because if you look at Clayne Crawford's career, didn't really lead to anything big. He always hang out in this little less popular things. And also, if you Google Clayne Crawford, you can also see that he is nothing like Mel Gibson by his looks. Clayne Crawford looks like a mix between Johnny Depp as he is now and Johnny Depp when he was really young. A mix between that. And it doesn't have this anger and wildness in his eyes that, for example, Mel Gibson had. But I think you should have a look yourself on this movie, Lethal Weapon, the first movie especially. The following ones are not so. And you can skip the parts when it's so dark, because it's also some funny bits in there. So I think that was all for this week. And talk to you very soon again. Bye-bye.